Good afternoon, everyone. It's time for Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. And yes, we are live today on Mother's Day. We certainly are. Looking forward to an amazing, wonderful show, as always. So excited, as every Sunday, to come into this wonderful radio station and sit in this chair at the controls behind the mic and bring the Word of God week after week. That's what we love doing. And that's what we're going to do today. So Betty and Megan, mother-daughter duo, will be joining us shortly. In the meantime, just happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And I hope your day has been amazing. Mine has been and will continue to be when I get off the air. And my youngest son, Mark, and his lovely wife, Candy, who are expecting their first baby, are here with me for a couple weeks. And we just came from a big party and family, and they're still there. I left them to come get on the air. But it's wonderful, wonderful. My 12th grandchild is coming in August, and we're very, very excited about this new little guy. He's going to be a true blessing to his parents and to our whole family. And, you know, Mother's Day, it's a great time to remember just all the blessings of our families that they bring into our lives. What joy it is to have children, grandchildren. And in my case, great-granddaughters, identical twins, Aaliyah and Briley, who are three now. And so I keep telling them I'm too young to have great-grandchildren, but they don't care about what I think about that. So evidently, I'm really not too young to have great-grandchildren. What do you think about that, Betty? Are you on the line with me?
Yes. Good afternoon, Pastor Marcia. How are you?
Great. Happy Mother's Day, Betty, and Grandmother's Day to you.
Hey, back at you, girl.
Yeah. It's fun, isn't it? Aren't we excited to be able to be blessed with children and grandchildren? It's great.
Oh, yes, yes. It's just, you know, it's just a double blessing, and you have been blessed, you know, times 10 almost.
Well, yeah.
With your family.
Right.
You know, God's just blessing us all the way around.
Oh, my heavens. Yes, getting ready for my 12th. And, yeah, my kids are here right now, and the baby is growing steadily in Mama Candy's belly, and we're very, very excited about this little boy that's going to join us the 1st of August. So,
oh, yes. Yeah. Mr. Otis.
Yeah, Otis. Yeah, well, that's what they call him right now. But I found out through the grapevine, directly from Mom and Dad, that won't be his name. So,
okay, good.
Yeah, it's just a nickname. So, Otis McAllister, okay. Yes. So yeah. anyway, and you're so blessed with your daughter, Megan, and I put on Facebook to join us today for our show with the famous duo of mother-daughter, Betty and Megan. So excited to have you both on today. It's, you know, it's really cool to be mother-daughter on the air.
Yeah, it is. And it's great to have a daughter that, you know, serves God.
Oh, yes.
And we're able to tag team.
Yes.
Together with our pastor and yeah. Be able to share the word of God.
Oh, yes. And you guys were just down here visiting me and our church family for a couple weeks, and it was wonderful to have you here live for our 10th anniversary show, which turned out to be on Easter, on Resurrection Day. What a great time we had while you guys were here. It, you know, and Mother's Day reminds me of building memories. Does it you, Betty? I mean, just the things that you do together with those that you love is so important.
Oh, I know. It's just, you know, it just, it captures memories and pictures and things that, you know, that are good things to remember.
Right, yes.
Things that, you know, that Megan can pass on to her kids and their kids and you know, just pass it on to generation to generation.
It's, absolutely.
It's awesome to be able to do that and have a family that is, you know, so blessed of God, from the oldest to the smallest.
Absolutely.
We are.
And we want to just shout out to all the mothers out there because we are live today on Mother's Day. As always, we're always live. I think we've only been recorded once or twice, Betty, in 10 years. I mean, we're just a live show, you know, so which is cool. So we just shout out to all the mothers globally. Happy Mother's Day. And enjoy your family and enjoy the fact that you've been blessed with children and grandchildren. And we certainly are enjoying that day today. It's a cool day. So all is good. All is good. So the blessings of God, this verse has been rolling over and over in my heart, Betty. I think it's Proverbs 10:22, and it says, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and it adds no sorrow to it." And so we just declare a blessing over the mothers, grandmothers, and all of this today, yeah, globally, don't we? Do you want to start with prayer and just include that blessing, if you will?
I would be honored. Lord God, I just thank you for this time to spend with our the pastor and with Megan and with our listeners. We ask, Lord God, that each listener, whether it be now or later, Lord God, that you bless the mothers, the stepmoms, all the grandmas, the mimis, the nanas. And bless them abundantly, Lord.
Amen.
God. Let them see your presence in their life.
Yes.
And Lord God, if they do not know you, Lord God, we just ask today that the Lord touch them.
Amen.
And touch their hearts, Lord God, that they would accept you as their Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And Lord God, we just thank you for the word that is going to go forth today. It's the truth. It's the life. And it brings healing and,
amen,
comfort to those that need it. And Lord God, we just thank you for your word that it does not come back void today. We thank you for your presence in every situation, from the word to the music. We just ask it, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to get right to some of our wonderful music that we have. The very first song doesn't say anything about Mother's Day, really. It's by Big Daddy Weave, but it's Redeemed. And you know, because we can go know that we have our salvation secure and that we're going to heaven and that we are going to be reunited with mothers, grandmothers that have already passed before us, like my mother, like your mother,
amen,
Betty. You know, it's a joy to know we are redeemed. Listen to this song, and Megan will join us in a moment.
Seems like all I could see was the struggle. A ghost that lived in my past, bound up in shackles of all my failures, wondering how long is this gonna last. Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight, it's already been won. And I am redeemed, you set me free, so I'll shake off these up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. And I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Now I
praise
so
God.
I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Cause I'm not who
I'm redeemed.
I used to be.
Praise God. I'm not who I used to be. I'm redeemed. Praise God on this dear Mother's Day. What a joy to know that we can have that wonderful, redeemed relationship with Almighty God because we choose to believe who he is and what he did on the cross, Jesus, for us. And, you know, I started to say before this song about our mothers and grandmothers and ancestors that have gone on before. And, you know, last Sunday we did a show, and if you missed it, you can catch it on the podcast here on TanTalkNetwork.com and go to our show, which is Living the Good Life, and go back to last Sunday and listen to it. It was all about heaven. And it's such a joy, Betty, to know that those like my mother and your mother that have gone on before us are rejoicing in heaven, and they're out of pain and they're out of suffering, and they are forever going to live with their Redeemer. We've been there redeemed, you know? What a joy. You want to comment on that, Betty? Woo!
Oh, yeah, it's reassuring to know that, you know, when they go before us,
yes,
that in his house are many mansions.
Right.
And it's so wonderful to know that, you know, my mom and my grandma, my great grandma, that
right.
they're all living in mansions, and they're all waiting for our arrival at
Amen.
Some point in our life. And,
yeah.
And to know at that point that we are redeemed.
Right.
We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And it's such a positive note to start out this precious day on.
It is.
To know that we are redeemed.
Amen.
And that we are forgiven, and we are loved beyond measure.
Oh, amen.
And it's just a wonderful feeling to, you know, to have that reassurance.
Well, I agree. And you know, the other thing that I was just thinking as you were saying that, it says in Psalms that God has ordained families. He set people on this earth, not just as solo individuals, but as units of people, you know? And I just came from a family time. My parents had three daughters. I have two sisters, and not all of our family was there because all of them would be 59 people. But, you know, we were missing a few, but we had upwards of 30 something there. And just watching that and knowing that because of the love of my parents and them having my sisters and I, this whole thing, this family thing has grown. And what a joy to spend Mother's Day with family that God has ordained, because God caused you to be set in that family, whoever you are and wherever you are today. And there's a reason that you were born into that family. And, you know, that family has a lot of things to add to our lives. And I think of that as we start Genesis 12 and a new series today about Precious Promises is the name of the new series, which I'm extremely excited about this series, Betty. But do you want to comment on any of that? Because, I mean, it's so important that we value our families where God has placed us. That doesn't mean we always agree. That doesn't mean we don't have tensions. That doesn't mean we don't have times where nobody's speaking to somebody. Those things happen, unfortunately. But when we learn on a day like Mother's Day, when we value our mothers and value the fact that God brought us into this family for a reason. And, of course, we're in the family of God. So you want to talk about that, Betty?
Well, yeah, sure. You know, God has a purpose for all that he does.
Amen.
If I took my family at some point, yes, we had serious issues, but God had us there for a reason.
Right.
God gave
yes.
us this family for a reason.
Amen.
And whether we agree with everything that goes on in our family,
right.
most of us don't.
Most of us
but
don't.
God has a plan.
Yes.
And he may put you in this family to help change things around.
Right.
It might be the prayer of your grandmother or the prayer of your mother or even your father at that point. Is that God, we don't know what lies ahead of us.
Right.
And we can't bring back the past. But you know what? We can always look forward to the future, and the future is in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I think, and I really encourage people that if you do have a family that is, none of us are perfect. None of
right.
us have the perfect families. There's
right.
always those ones that you think, what?
Absolutely. No. Yeah.
What?
Right.
But again, God has that purpose for you in that family. And I just pray God will see you through it no matter what you're going through.
Amen.
Because
amen.
He loves you and he loves your family, whether
yes.
you love him or not.
Right.
Sometimes it's hard to love people, but sometimes he can instill that passion and that encourage us to keep going on.
Amen.
To keep moving forward.
Amen. And you know, that is so right on, and a word of encouragement there was very good. And as you were talking about that, it reminded me that my grandmother, my dad's mother, told me at an early age that she was praying for me. And it's interesting because she prayed my dad, I believe, into the ministry and was very much, you know, in his corner and very supportive of him. And through the years of pastoring and missionary work, et cetera, that my dad did. And at later years, she acknowledged that she had been doing that type of thing over me. I don't know to what extent, but I know that my grandmother was in my corner, you know? And so for those, like we said earlier, those mothers and grandmothers that have prayed for us, that we would become the vessel that God wants us to be, we honor those mothers and grandmothers' prayers today. And Megan, are you on the air with us?
Hi.
Hi. How are you, girl?
I'm good. Happy Mother's Day to you and Mama.
Yes, and happy Mother's Day to you, mother of three. And
thank you.
And that's your mama on the air here, your real biological mama. Do you want to say anything to her, or have you all seen each other already today?
Not yet. No, we haven't seen each other yet.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're...
No, I would be glad to tell her that God could not have given me any better of a mama. Here on this earth, and she is my best friend, and she has been there for me through thick and thin, and I owe her a million times over a bunch of hugs and a bunch of kisses, because I just love her and I adore her.
I got to tell you, Megan, you got a really special one there with this mama, you know? She's such a spirit-filled, full of God, full of love person. Betty,
amen.
You really are.
Amen.
Yep.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I feel the same about both of you.
You know, it's kind of a joy to the three of us do the show today on Mother's Day, because we are very close, the three of us. And just to experience all the fun times we do and all the times of prayer and intensity that we go through and have since you guys started coming to my church. I pastored in Indiana back when, Megan, you were about 9. So, you know.
I was a wee one.
I feel like another one of your mamas, you know, because I've known you forever.
Well, you are a second mama.
Oh,
you
okay.
Are. You are
all
a
right.
second mama.
Just so we clarify
your
that.
Mama Mac.
Mama Mac. That's right. You got it right. All right. We're going to talk about a very special family that started about 6,000 years ago or more. And it was the family of Abram. And we are in Genesis 12, about verse 1. And we are starting this new series today, Precious Promises. I said earlier, I am very excited about this series because it is an interactive series more than it's been for a while. God has shown me that we have to really help people understand the value of getting certain scriptures and promises down on the inside of them. And from our Facebook post this past Wednesday night, and if you missed it, go to Marcia McAllister Post, you'll find it, or Beacon of Hope Ministries Post, you'll find it. And listen to it because it introduced this subject of precious promises. God told Abram, leave your country, your family, your father's home for a land I will show you. I'll make you a great nation and bless you. That's the promise. I'll make you famous. You'll be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you. Those who curse you, I'll curse. And then this part of verse 3 of Genesis 12, all the families of the earth will be blessed through you. He was referring to the fact he was going to bring Jesus the Messiah through the line of Abram. What a huge promise. And we find in Matthew chapter 1, verse 1, it says that the line of Jesus came through Abraham. So this promise God fulfilled about 4,000 years later. And it is amazing that God found a man here with Abram, and he had a heart after God. In fact, Abram was raised in a country where they believed in all kinds of gods, it was called polytheism. In other words, they believed in a lot of different gods. But somehow God Almighty got a hold of the heart of Abram, and he realized that he had a heart after God. And we mentioned this first Wednesday night. It's 2 Chronicles 16:9, and it says, the eyes of the Lord range to and fro, looking around the earth, looking to strengthen those whose hearts are completely his. And I love that verse because it reminds me that God sees our character, God knows who we are and what we're made of, and he looks for those whose hearts and lives he can strengthen. Talk to me about that, Megan.
Well, you know, that is a true fire scripture because
love it.
He strengthens me.
Yes.
And, you know, that is such a vitally important aspect of a relationship with the Lord.
Yes.
It's how that we are so weak. We are so, can be so broken down.
Right.
But when we have a heart after God, how much our lives are changed. And how through, you know, different circumstances that we grow in that strength.
Yes.
Because we learn to depend more on him so that we're filled with more of him.
Amen.
It's an awesome mutual relationship that everybody needs.
Amen. We need that. And obviously Abram had that. And God looked around the earth and he goes, oh, there he is right there. That's the one. Abram, because he could see his heart, saw his character, knew that he had a heart after God, and he thought, I can strengthen this man into a faith-filled man with a heart after God. Talk to me, Betty. Woo! Love this. I'm fired up about this subject, by the way.
Well, we can see that, and that's praise
yes.
God. I think one of the things that God looks for is, I've mentioned this before, a servant's heart.
Amen. Yes.
He's looking for a heart that, and like we're the clay.
Yes.
He molds us. So he's looking for someone who is pliable, someone who is not, solid as stone, their heart. He can still break through those, but it's those people who are saying, God, use me.
Amen.
Whatever it is that I can do for you, Lord, you know, it's my old saying, pick me.
Amen.
Because I want to be all that I can be. I know that he looks at our hearts and he looks for those who are willing.
That's right.
Without reservation.
That's right.
Without any thought.
Right.
To saying, okay, God, whatever you want, I'll do it. You know, and it's just like when he asked you to, you know, to to be a missionary.
Right.
You said, okay, that's fine. I mean, it's those type of people
right.
that God's looking for. He's looking for our willingness.
He is. That's what he's looking for. And, you know, there's a lot of people, maybe some listening today, that know that their mother had a heart after God or their grandmother or both, but yet maybe their heart isn't after God. And I can tell you that as a mother and a grandmother, the most important thing to me is that my grandchildren and my children and now my great-grandchildren have a heart after God. I pray for my children, grandchildren. And so this, maybe this show today will cause us to realize the importance of being willing and obedient. And it says in Isaiah 1:19, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. That's pretty cool, don't you think? If you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the best of the land. Verse 4 of Genesis 12. So Abram left, just as God said, and Lot left with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. And some of you may be saying, oh, I bet he lived to 800, so 75 was nothing. No, 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 no. 75 was a normal life because it says that he and his wife Sarah, who was 65, had never had children at this point and were past the age of childbearing. So this was not the fact that he was going to live to 800 or 900. He actually lived to 175, which was pretty long at that age. Anyway, Abram took his wife Sarah, Sarai was the way her name was pronounced at that point, and his nephew Lot with him, along with all the possessions and people they had, and set out for the land of Canaan and arrived safe and sound. Love that. We're going to do this song, Overcomer, and then we're going to talk about Abram and Sarah. The performer is Mandisa, and this is a wild song, so hold on. Here we go, Overcomers. Mother's Day 2017, Overcomers, that's you.
People drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope. Whatever it is you may be going through, I know it's not gonna let it get the best of you. You're an overcomer.
Yeah.
Stay in the fight till the final round. You're not going under. Cause God is
You're an overcomer, dear audience. Yes, you are. God reminds you, you're not out for the count. You may feel a little down today. But you know what? You're not down for the count. God's got blessing in store for you on this Mother's Day through His Word. Woo! I love that song. Mandisa, what a great artist. Betty, talk to us. How does that apply to Abram and all of us right here?
Well, that God had promised him that he would take the land.
Yes.
That everything
yes.
he touched would be blessed. And
mm-hmm.
we have that promise available to us, Pastor and Megan, if we would just listen, if we would listen and obey,
right.
that God has a promise for us.
Right.
And the promise even came through Abram is that he told him, This is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen with you and Sarai.
Right.
And he talks to us the same way, but sometimes we just don't listen. We don't take the time to, you know, to hear that still small voice.
Yes.
And he, you know, in so many passages through what we read, you know, for today's radio show,
right.
is that God made many promises to Abram.
Right.
Many promises.
Yes, he did.
He came to him in different ways so that he would know that he is God. This is who you're talking to. And that's what we have to be able to distinguish is knowing that God has promised.
Amen. Amen.
And they're all true. They're all
true. And they're there for us. And God wants us to be an overcomer and to overcome the tricks and schemes of the devil. And there are so many tricks and schemes. The devil tries to discourage us, defeat us, rob us, all of this. But God says you are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. And that's in Romans 8. You are more than a conqueror. You're an overcomer if you choose to be. Oh, wow. Talk to us, Megan.
Oh, you know, being an overcomer is just one of the many mighty things that the Lord gives us, you know, as we follow Him and give Him our hearts and our souls and our minds. And, you know, no matter the circumstance, He's going to pull you out and He's going to bring you to the top of the mountain. And, you know, I can speak to that because, you know, my husband and I have been through some hardships lately and, you know, I still... You know, the devil can weave his way in there and try to bring you down and make you worry and make you have fear. And, you know, that's where the Lord steps in and you say a prayer and it's all gone. All of that disappears.
Right.
Because if you know how to rely on Him and you learn how to,
yes.
that's how you become an
yes.
overcomer, because He is the one that knows best for you. He has a plan and you just have to find out what it is.
And that waiting period, which I've been going through a lot myself lately, and that waiting period is really hard sometimes. But if we can rejoice in the midst of the wait and know that we are thanking God for something that we don't see yet. And this is the life of Abram. At 75, God says, leave your family, leave your territory, everything that you know is common to you. Pick up your family and go where I tell you to go, and I will bless you abundantly, and you will have descendants. And at 75 for him and 65 for Sarai, I'll tell you what, it sure didn't look in the natural like they could have descendants. Talk to us, Betty. But look what a promise God made. God loves to promise us. He's a promise maker, and He's a promise keeper.
Promise keeper, that's right. Every time I read scripture, I try to think how I would apply that to my life.
Right.
What would happen if God, I'm 60 some years old.
Uh-huh.
And what if God told me to do something that I had no idea what He had in store for
right.
me? Would I obey? Would I pick up my family and go?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where faith comes in.
That's right.
And that's where maybe we can't see it right now. We can't grasp it. We can't hold on to it. But that's where the overcoming spirit that the Holy Spirit gives us is to say, I mean, the Holy Spirit is just would probably said that to Sarah and Abram, you can do this.
Right.
You can do all things
yes.
through me. And that's what you have to hold on to, even though you can't see it. You can't feel it. You just don't know exactly. You feel like you're down at the bottom of the mountain. That's where you have to have faith and say, okay, God, my faith is in you. I'm not going to trust man. I'm not going to trust things that people try to distract me with or people say to me. I am the overcomer that you have created me to be.
Amen.
And that's the faith that we have to hold on. We've got to be faced up. We've got to be prayed up. We've got to be praised up.
Yes.
And ready to face whatever lies ahead of us and to not get discouraged. It happens. It happens to all of us because we're all not perfect.
But, and you know, go ahead.
It's so important to remember is that, you know, God created heaven and earth. God created you. He created a masterpiece when he created you. And you say, no, I'm not a masterpiece. Yes, you are. And a song that Sandy Patty, I had listened to late last night before I was retiring for bed, is God created each and every one of us for his purpose.
Yes, amen.
Each and every one of us has something that he wants us to accomplish while we're here. And you
right.
say, I'm not going to be able to accomplish anything. With that type of attitude, that attitude has to change. We have
right.
to have that change of mindset.
That's exactly right.
To be the overcomer that God wants us to be.
Amen. And it's just like I have three children. Megan, you have three. You cannot say to people, well, this one's my favorite. Number one, you don't want to hurt the feelings of that child. But number two is you don't feel that. You feel they're all different. You love them differently. You love them because they are your children. And that's the same with God with us. He doesn't play favorites. He doesn't love Betty more than he does Megan. God loves us all. And Abram had a heart after God, but that didn't mean God loved him more than Sarah or Lot or anybody else. That love for that God has for us causes us to be able to do these amazing things we couldn't do if God didn't love us so much and didn't encourage us. And so in verse 4 of Genesis 12, Abram takes his wife and his nephew. He sets out for the land of Canaan. He arrives safe and sound. We don't know how long it took him to get there, but he did arrive safe and sound. And so Abram passed through the country as far as Shechem. We're calling him Abram because that was his name originally, which meant exalted father. And on down soon, maybe next week, we'll talk about how God changes his name to Abraham. But at this point, his name is Abram. And so he God appears to Abram and says, now there's another time of God talking to him and reassuring him. I will give this land to your children. Abram built an altar at the place God had appeared to him. We need to learn to make a note in our Bible or in a notebook. When God speaks to us, we need to write it down and make a note like Abram here built an altar where God talked to him. So important to have visuals. Talk to me about that, Megan.
Oh, my gosh, it is. You know, back in 2014, not too long after I'd lost Grayson, I was journaling a lot because I was hearing a lot from the Lord. And he told me one day, he's like, just write down Zoe. And I'm like, what? You know, I thought, what in the world? What does that mean? Well, come to find out later on, a couple months later, that would be the name of my daughter.
Right.
And we know that what Zoe means is the God life. But
right.
That's why it's so important is because when you write it down
and you
stamp that moment in time, you may not need it then. You might need it later.
Right.
And that was what it was for me is, you know, I didn't understand it at the time. And, you know, God generally speaks to me in parables and I get really confused. But it's because, you know, he wants us to dig deeper and dig deeper into his relationship with us and find out, you know, what he means by us going through whatever we're going through. So, you know, if you hear from the Lord, write it down because
amen.
Even going back and recirculating through the things in your life that you've been through, you're going to see so much joy and so
yes.
much grace and so much love that it will just, it just will blow your mind because, you know, it's just like piggybacking off what you said about God loving us all the same is that God created us so that he would have someone to love and that we would love him.
Amen.
And he gives us that choice.
Right.
And, I mean, it's really amazing that he gave us the right to make a choice. But once you're in that relationship with him, there's no going back, because it's a totally different life.
Oh, it is. It totally is. And my son, Mark, and his wife, Candy, are about to have their first baby in August. And, you know, we had a big baby shower yesterday, which was hilarious and fun. And everybody there was a mother, and we're talking about, you know, motherhood and things like that. And giving them advice, but also telling funny stories. And the bottom line is, once you're a mother, you're always a mother. I mean, I don't care how old my kids are, I'm still their mom, right? And that whole mother nature of God that we're going to talk about in this next hour is so important, because no matter how old you are, you cannot outgrow the fact that you're God's kid. If you have accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you can't outgrow that, and you can't get to an age where you don't need your Father God or your mama or anybody like that. Talk to us, Betty, about all this.
Well, it's just like, many years ago, I found out that my mom was not she was my adopted mom, not my biological mom.
Right.
And I realized that at that point...
That was a shock, right?
It was a shock, but at that sudden moment, God told me, you are loved no matter what.
Right.
And it was a couple years back, God told me to let it go.
Right.
Well, I thought he was talking about, you know, my dream of, you know, having my farm taken away from me leaving, going away, doing whatever. And what he was trying to do, because he loved me so much, is that constant reminder of, I didn't have a mom, I didn't have a dad, that I could actually say that was my biological mom and dad. And he goes, you have to realize that they loved you even though you weren't theirs by blood. You are, through me, you are my blood.
Right.
And he wanted me to be reassured that, you know, even though maybe our biological mom and dad did not raise me, or it may not raise one of our listeners, you were raised by a step parent or whatever, is that even though you didn't feel loved, and I don't know why I'm saying this, but I
know you, it's important. Go ahead with it. Somebody needs to hear this.
Is that you don't feel like your mom, your biological mom and dad loved you, but there was someone that did. There was someone who had your back no matter where you went,
yeah.
No matter how bad it got. You know, you didn't feel like, you know, well, where were they when I needed them? God was with you all
right.
the time, just like he was with Abram and Sarai.
Yes.
He's always with us. He's
right.
always there. He's got your back.
Amen.
There's no one that I would rather have on my team or have my back than Jesus Christ.
Oh, amen.
It's so important to remember how important that God's love is for us.
Yes, yes.
And how, you know, even though we're created in God's image, and we used to tell the kids this, God don't make no junk.
Yeah,
and
right.
You have to get that mentality, that thinking away, that stinky attitude.
Right.
Because God created you in his image. You are precious in his
Amen.
Sight.
Amen. You are precious in his sight. And we're going to talk in the next hour about the mother nature of God, because that is he definitely has a mother side to him, which we're going to talk about. But Betty, I think you told that all of that for a reason. And I think there's more than one listener that needs to hear that just because maybe their biological person doesn't raise them doesn't mean that God abandoned them, because there was someone that raised them. And they did get along in life. And, you know, we just so often want to go back and second guess things that have happened to us. And I mean, here's Abram at 75 years old with a wife, Sarah, at 65, and they've not been able to have children ever. And God says, your descendants are going to be so many, you won't be able to count them. And I mean, the natural instinct, like if you find out that your parents are not your biological parents, is to say, whoa, wait a minute. No, stop here. That can't be. Somebody lied to me, or that's not true, or whatever the case may be. And so often we question how circumstances happen in our lives, and we wonder why God allowed this or that, and we can't see the big picture. And here God chose a man that was 75 years old. Wouldn't it have been a little easier for God to choose a 20-year-old and say, you're going to have so many descendants? No, because God loves to provide a defining moment for us in our lives where we choose God and we choose his comfort. In your case, Betty, where you had to just let it go and say, okay, God, you know, I thank you for the parents that I have. And, you know, you want to finish talking about that, Betty? Because I let it go, you know?
It is hard to let go. But once you see it, and you understand, you may not understand it, but once you lay that down, and
right,
you that surrender moment.
Exactly.
And it's the same, it's amazing how anvils and trash bags and baggage can be thrown away. It's not there anymore, and
right,
how much lighter your load is. And if you have a burden, give it to God. And it's just like with Sarai and Abram, is that God showed what seemed impossible to man was possible with God.
Oh, amen. Woo, absolutely. Megan, you want to comment on that before we go to another song here?
Absolutely. You know, that's just like God is to make, when you have a defining moment, that it'd be something so awesome as giving a 75-year-old man and a 65-year-old woman children.
Right.
And, you know, it's so cool because, you know, they spent all of those years, and I know Sarah did, that, you know, of longing to have a child and always wanting to give her husband, you know, descendants and someone to pass on their livelihood. And she had to wait so long for that to come. But through her faithfulness and through Abram's faithfulness and their willingness, their hearts, that the way that they lived their lives, they were so blessed. And yeah, it came so late in life, but it came, and it came in like a whirlwind. And it just amazes me that how awesome God is when he steps in and changes people's circumstances.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what's interesting about this? Yes, Abram was 75 and Sarah was 65 when the first promise came. And we'll talk more about this. But the promise had to be reminded. They had to be reminded of the promise over and over again because they never had that child until they were 90 and 100. 90 for Sarah, 100 from Abram. Abraham at that point. Amazing. We're going to talk more about that. There is a defining moment in our lives where so often we have choices to make. Am I going to forgive, let's say, a parent for not ever telling me that I was adopted? Or am I going to forgive my life circumstances that maybe have not been what I would have wanted, et cetera, et cetera? Am I going to blame God because my life is not where I want it to be right this minute? Or am I going to trust that God knows what is best for me? It's called a defining moment. Listen to this song by the group New Song, and I think it'll help you with that whole concept. I love this song.
In every heart, a time of real decision, when we reach the point of choosing how we would live our lives. All our hopes, all our dreams will rise up from that moment, the moment we surrender and choose to follow Christ. He's been waiting all our lives to hear us say, trusting him.
complete.
Praise God. Your defining moment. Have you had one of those yet? Do you know that God wants you to have a defining moment where you choose, like Abram did, to believe the promise and follow God's leading? Talk to me, Betty, and then Megan.
Well, you know, it's sometimes when you have your own thoughts or you have your own agenda, so to speak, and you feel like that your agenda is the best. Well, I, through my long years of life here on this earth, is that I realized that God's plan
right
for us is 100 times better than our own plan.
Exactly.
And it's sometimes, Pastor and Megan, it's really hard to know when your defining moment is. You know, when God tells you, this is what I want for your life, and you follow that path, you follow that direction, you get your GPS coordinates lined up with His, there's no turning back because you know that your path that He's laid for you is going to be, it's ordained.
Amen.
It's in the book. It's written down. And it's just so much more rewarding when you get to that point where the Lord calls you into a ministry and you say, oh, I can't do this. Man, you know, and you're just worrying and fretting. And He says, be still and know that I am God.
Amen.
And you get to that ministry and you think, Lord, why was I dragging my feet?
Right.
Where was my faith? You know, you kind of want to kick yourself and say, why didn't I listen sooner?
Right.
It's so much more, it's eye-opening. It's a defining moment when you realize that, God, you are in control.
Amen.
And I give you control of this situation.
Yes, praise God. Amen. And it is a defining moment and so important. Talk to us, Megan.
Well, you know, you never know when your defining moment is coming, but we should strive our hardest to have that servant's heart that the Lord is looking for so that He can use us for what He put us on this earth for. And, you know, there's going to be times when it gets really hard. And it's just like for Abram and Sarai, you know, they went through so long waiting on a child.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, and God kept reminding them, you know, had to keep reminding them and did keep reminding them of the promise that was coming. And I'm sure that it got really, really difficult, you know, the more that the years went on.
Oh, yeah.
But their faith is what carried them through. And it's normal to get upset and feel like that, you know, well, is anything ever going to change? Is anything ever going to happen? And
Yes,
you can count on it that, you know, the Lord made a promise that He was going to deliver a Savior. And by golly, it took, you know, 4,000 years after Abram and Sarai had their children, but it came to pass. And
yes.
I will, you know, as a Christian, I will continue to wait as long as I have to until I meet, you know, Him in heaven. But, you know, that's just the way that we choose to live, is because we know the love of the Lord and we know how it carries us through those circumstances.
Oh, amen.
And that's, you know, what we try to get across the airwaves, is how important it is to have that relationship.
Absolutely. Very important. Most important relationship in your life. Yes, your mother-child relationships are important, relationships of husband and wife, etc. But boy, I tell you, the most important relationship in your life is that with your Maker, your Almighty God. would you, Betty, talk a little bit about what we're doing on Facebook? And right now, we're still doing it on Wednesday night at 7:30. I may change that, but we did it again this past week, and we'll plan on doing it again this week at Wednesday at 7:30. But would you talk about that ministry, please?
Oh, most definitely. One of the things that came about, a few months back, is that how can we get the Word of God through Beacon of Hope Ministry? How can we get it out on social media? Well, one of the things that Facebook provides us with is a live broadcast.
Right.
And Pastor Marcia each Wednesday at 7:30, is able to bring forth the Word of God through Facebook and social media.
Right.
And, you know, our first, the first encounter was 800 and some views.
Right.
And it just seems like it's growing. Maybe not in numbers, but the people who are listening are continuing to listen.
Yes.
And are beginning to be fed on a weekly basis. And it encourages us through that Facebook posting is that we have the ability to share it with all of our Facebook friends
right.
and family. And it gets out further. It reaches people where they haven't ever been reached before.
Right.
And what better way to be reached than through the Word of God?
Oh, amen. And we call that Words of Life, which was the name of my original radio show in Indiana for 5 years on a station in Muncie, Indiana, and then also one in Anderson, Indiana. God brought that word, that title back to me a few months ago, Words of Life. And that's what it is. Wednesday nights at 7:30. And we hashtag that. You can go to hashtag God Said It for this past week. And we hashtag all these now. And so there's some amazing things out there. Just look up hashtag powerful love, hashtag, oh gosh, hearing God. There's so many of them. Hashtag promise keeper. That's
promise
one of them.
Keeper. Yep.
Yeah. Remember that one? That's about the resurrection. Hashtag, there's so many of them. I don't have them written down in front of me, but now we've got so many, probably about 20 or 25 of them out there already. So, Megan, do you want to comment on that before we go up to the top of the hour here? Do you want to comment
what
on that?
What do you want me to comment on? I'm sorry.
Did you want to comment on the Facebook, the importance of it?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's awesome. In fact, you need to go and friend Marcia McAllister on Facebook so that
right.
you are notified when she goes live, and you won't miss one, and then
right.
you won't have to go back and search for all of them.
There you
but
go.
It's awesome. It's awesome because, you know, we're up here in Indiana, and we get a little bit of, you know, 15, 20 minutes of some Bible teaching, and it's an awesome midweek thing that we love to tune into.
Yeah. So join us Facebook Live 7:30 on Wednesday nights at this time. We may change the time, and if so, we'll tell you. Also, what a joy to have the prayer ministry. And I tell you what, we are seeing answers to prayer like crazy. And, you know, just send your requests to prayers at bohmglobal.com. Betty, you, Pastor Jim, my associate, Shell, you guys write out the prayers. What a blessing. And we have a prayer team that people can join. We're going to talk more about that as soon as we do station ID. Betty, I'm going to let you mention that. Wednesday, Thursday night, we also have a show here on TanTalkNetwork.com, and it's called Go Yard with me, my alma mater.